Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. When we hear stories of bank robberies, many people automatically think about tales of the Old West or perhaps the gangsters of the 1930s. However, bank robberies happened in other times and other places as well, and one curious Northwoods bank robbery took place in Antigo during the year 1888. On April 26, 1888, the cashier of the Bank of Antigo locked the doors to the bank and headed down the street on his dinner break. While he was absent, someone entered from the rear of the building, pried open the safe, and helped himself to $5,800 in cash. A witness noticed a man skulking out from the rear of the bank shortly thereafter. The bank offered a $500 reward for the apprehension of a man described as 5 foot 8 inches tall, about 30 years old, dark complexion, with a black mustache and wearing a dark suit of clothes. On May 1st, Langlade County Sheriff Robbins went to Rhinelander and arrested a man by the name of George West, who was alleged to be a well-known crook in Wisconsin and Minnesota. West was an alias. His real name was George Cook. He was allegedly the man seen skulking out of the bank on April 26 and was unable to give a satisfactory account of his whereabouts. However, he had no money on him, and none was recovered at the time. Nevertheless, he was remanded over to the authorities in Antigo and locked up to await trial. State Senator William Kennedy of Appleton was retained as Cook's defense attorney, and he quickly got Cook released on a $2,000 bail. Passions in Antigo were at a fever pitch. Nothing of this sort had ever taken place in the town before, and few believed in Cook's innocence. Judge George Myers of Appleton convened the circuit court for Langlade County in early September, and the trial of George Cook proceeded without delay. Cook argued that he was a stranger in Antigo, had been in his hotel at the time of the robbery, and mustered up Simon Heiler, a local saloon keeper, and two unidentified men from Hurley as witnesses for his alibi. Having no evidence other than Cook vaguely resembled the witness description, the jury acquitted him of the crime. Cook walked away a free man, and for the time being, the case in Antigo remained unresolved. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.